Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
An email at tnt@tntradioempire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Liam Neeson, excuse me, Neeson, by the way, is going to be...
Not to be confused with Liam Neeson.
Frank Drummond, by the way, on
last names are hard.
Naked Gun.
Pam Anderson is going to be the Priscilla Presley role.
I think that's a good one. That's a good choice.
They better make her wear makeup, though, because she goes out and about without it now, and it's a rough look.
I just want to know that they're going to put in the stuffed beaver gag. That's all I want.
Well, they're going to make sure it's not going to be shot for something
that pays homage to that scene.
Yeah, they probably will. But the favorite part was, it was the New York Post, of course, but the picture, it said that, it had Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson in separate shots together. And then the other shot, it showed Leslie Nielsen and O.J., not Priscilla Presley. It showed O.J., you know. They got to bring a – you know what? I know O.J.'s a – oh, God, that's probably a bad word to use because he was a controversial figure, but he's also a murderer and dead now. But do you think they were planning on having an ex-jock play that role? Or do you think that role goes away in the new movie? I think it goes away.
They may have Frank having a partner, but it might not be the same name. You know, they might retire that character's name.
Do you think he's a young black man?
Yeah, maybe.
No, I don't think he's a black guy, and I don't think he's an athlete.
I don't either.
I think it's Ken Jeong.
Yeah, and Kennedy was great in that too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, but that character, those guys are all three. They were all in the movie, and they were all part of the show. You know, if you're going to remake it, but I haven't read it. I'm with Todd, though. I don't think they cast a young black ex-jock. You know,
they said they're doing a remake, not just like a new part of the series.
Well, you know what? That's a good point. But I hope it's just a new part of the series. I think that's what it's going to be.
Nah, they're saying reboot.
It's a reboot.
Yeah, huh? so it's gonna be the original.
But it won't be shot for shot, I bet.
No, but it'll be about the same plot line.
Right, yeah.
Will there be a nice beaver?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I think they might use something else, like nice wiener now, and some Andrew dog. It should be the other way around. He should be on there. She's a nice wiener, and he pulls down a dog. Thanks, I just had it stuffed. Right there, there's the joke right there. Okay. Nice wiener. Yeah.
Oh, Christmas.
Pamela Anderson would be great in that role. I think it'd be cool.
Nice Bieber.
Yeah. Send me a note here. This was when she was 14, so obviously before TSA.
Right.
Before they had the thorough security. But she brought to Miami a 12-pack of Coors and two of those pizzas I was talking about. She was going
Who
to
did?
Visit Christy.
Nice. Oh, really?
Yeah, she was going to visit her brother in Miami, and I'm sure he wanted some of that pizza. Oh, and you probably couldn't get Coors in Miami at the time either.
Coors Light, you mean? Yeah. What year was that? Oh, she was younger, 14. Yeah,
she was 14,
right.
So
yeah.
Do the math.
Yeah.
Now they wouldn't even let a 14-year-old on the plane with two cases of beer.
Yeah, that's the part that I was hung up on too.
My uncle in Miami or my brother. Yeah, what's like, yeah, sure.
He likes beer, right?
I'm pretty sure she was bar hopping at 14 across the river because they didn't care back then.
No. Making out with baseball players.
Yeah.
There you go, man.
That too.
Yeah.
Can you buy me some beer?
Kiss one Terry Francona, you never hear the end of it.
Did she ever suck face with Whitey Herzog? Because he's dead now. Okay.
He was old even then.
Whitey Herzog dead. He was had a bunch of Deadpool hits.
Pretty sure
he's one of those guys that just seemed old forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked old.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, there's a lot of those. You ever see those? There's a photo of Sparky Anderson, who was the manager of the Tigers for a long time, but the Reds in the 70s. And there's a picture of him in the mid 70s standing there with white hair. And they say he's 41 in that photo.
Wow. Yeah.
And he looks like he's 70 in that photo.
Well, it's the old, you know, what.
People age.
Wilford Brimley was like, 46 in Cocoon or something?
He was 50. Yeah, something like that.
And he looked like he was 80. Like, he'd always look that old.
Right, yeah, right.
It doesn't seem like baseball used to just have, like, the oldest guys in the world.
Yeah, that's true, too, right.
In the dugout.
You know what ages people, too? We were discussing this the other day.
Bullpens?
Well, you see that iconic picture of Len Dawson smoking a cigarette at halftime. He looks old there, too, and he's probably in his late 20s, maybe early 30s.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At the oldest.
I'll tell you who can't escape it is golfers, man.
Oh,
because they not only work outside, they not only play outside for their tournaments, they practice outside. So they're outside their whole careers. And no matter what you do, sunblock, whatever, it's going to make you look older. Look at Rory McIlroy. I know he's 40-something now, but he looks like he could be 55. Tiger is not a young guy, but he looks older than he does. You know, even affected him.
Tiger's 48.
But anytime they're in the sun that long, they just age quicker.
I love the bald.
It's a great life, so who cares? You know?
I love the bald guys who have half a tan face.
Stuart Sink.
Yeah, Sink is one
Stuart
of them.
Sink, he's the famous one, you see, and there's nine shades of difference between the bottom of his head and the bald top.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that guy's farmers. When the dude who won pulled his hat off, like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's a very pasty forehead.
It's a great life, but they do age quick because of the sun. But, you know, what? You're in the sun.
Yeah.
You're in the sun in great places in the country playing golf and making a lot of money. So
I think they wear those jackets. Do they keep them at Augusta?
They keep them in Augusta, right?
I think so.
Doesn't the winner get to take his for the first year?
Yeah.
And then when you come back the next year, then it stays at Augusta forever, and it's just in your champion's locker when you get back every year.
You said you didn't. You skipped the word back when you first said that. By the way,
you did.
Oh, when you come back the next year.
Yeah. No, that's not how you said it though. Thinking, what are you doing over there,
Post? I think in your that Twitter thing you sent us with the fun facts about Augusta.
Yeah.
Somebody.
By the way, that's a fun fact. It's probably not the key word.
Somebody found a master's jacket
interesting.
At a thrift store in Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know what they paid for it, but then they auctioned it off for $140,000 or something stupid.
Yeah.
Didn't say who it belonged to.
And I saw a clip of, I think it was Nick Faldo saying, I guess they call these guys every year, hey, do you need us to let it out a little bit this year?
Oh, really? Do they?
They'll make sure that they want to make sure that it fits properly for the when they show back up for that champions dinner every year. You need to let it out? Okay.
Oh, by the way, the champions dinner is they give the tab to the champion.
Yeah.
He has to pay for that.
Yeah. You got to pay for that.
That sucks.
It does.
Hey, congrats. Yeah, here's a big bill.
That's where the famous racist line came from, Tiger won his first time. Oh. Fuzzy said, "Hope next year he doesn't serve." And he mentioned three or four races.
So, what was picked for that meal this year? Who won it? Was it the same guy that won it last year?
No, John Rahm won it last year. So I don't know what he some Spanish cuisine. Yeah. I'm sure.
How big is this locker room where they're keeping all these jackets?
Or he might have gotten some nice Mexican food from Tempe because he went to Arizona State.
Not as big as you think it is. Not as big as you think.
That's what I'd have done if I was John Rahm. I would have brought some food from the Dash Inn.
They should ask Fuzzy if the Asian guy would have won. They should ask Fuzzy what they're going to serve next year. Is Fuzzy still alive? That dumb racist.
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Fuzzy, okay. All right.
What do they call that? Champions dinner?
Yeah, the champions. Looks like they had. It just says tapas for those are appetizers.
What would you have, Nick? You won that McDonald's, right?
That would be nice.
Would you go rogue, brother? You do what you want. You win the Masters, right?
I think that'd be a tough choice.
Yeah.
It would probably change by the day.
Yeah.
You know, you'd definitely want... Well, you could do like... I don't think you'd want burgers as the entree, but you could definitely do sliders as an appetizer. Yeah. Get some sliders, some calamari.
Yeah.
Fuzzy's still alive. He's only 72.
Frank Urban Fuzzy Zeller is 72 racist years old.
Would they let you do, like, at every table hibachi so all these people are trying to catch shrimp in their mouth, sitting around trying to look all dignified?
You got a shrimp stain on your green jacket.
Yeah. Trying to hit Jack Nicklaus's face. He just falling over. Right.
Their teeth are falling out. Yeah. They're trying to catch it.
Wouldn't you want to take the green jacket off before the dinner starts?
You said jacket off, by the way. Yeah.
So you don't get a stain on it?
Does the meal have to be prepared there? Or can they bring, you know, In-N-Out burger?
Something
like Nick would do.
Probably up to the guy who won.
No, I don't know.
You know? Yeah.
We'll never know. That's not our scene, obviously. All right.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So a woman tried to get a loan signed by rolling in a weekend at Bernie's, right?
Yep. Yeah, it didn't work out.
Now, how are they going to get the wrist to sign it? Was she going to grab the hand and act like she was too old to sign it? It was a guy, right?
Yeah, it was a dead man and a woman who I think what it says in the article was his niece. This happened in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil.
Yeah.
Footage showed the woman telling the dead man to grip a hold of his pen hard as she placed it between his fingers and encouraged him to sign a piece of paper at the bank branch in this neighborhood of Rio de Janeiro.
How long had he been dead?
Turns out only a few hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the bank worker, witnessing the scene, told the woman, "I don't think this is illegal. He doesn't look well. He's very pale." And she's like, "Oh, yeah, he's like that. It's not a problem."
They have sunglasses on the dude and everything?
No.
No, okay. They didn't go full Bernie.
No. Okay. And she used a wheelchair. So, you know.
Well, because he couldn't carry his ass in there. Reggae wasn't playing, you know.
The video shows the man's head swaying back and forth as she grabbed a hold of his neck with the left hand from behind. And she says, "Sign here and stop giving me a headache." And yeah, the bank people finally called the cops, and then they brought paramedics in and went, "Yeah, he's
dead.
He's dead."
Your niece is mean, man.
Yeah. They said that he'd only been dead a few hours, and so she decided apparently to try to take him to the bank to get some money before she went, "Hey, by the way, he's dead."
She's decisive.
Yeah, it was a quick thinking on her feet, right? Mm-hmm. You know, while we're still kind of warm, we got to bring him over here and check it out.
And she didn't.
Right.
She didn't aim for the sky. She was taking out the equivalent of, it says, 17,000 Brazilian reais. I think is how
2,500 pounds. So that's probably about $3,000.
Yeah, not much. Mm. I mean, not a whole lot.
Well, was he wearing sunglasses?
Might go a long way.
Might go a lot way there, though. And $3,000 might go a lot way there. And maybe that's all she thought she could get with his credit. You know. Yeah. Check your uncle's credit, by the way.
Then they recount a bunch of other incidents, similar incidents. Two men jailed in Ireland last year for attempting to use a dead man's body to deceive a post office and claim his pension.
Well, there was just one here a couple weeks ago that we talked about where the ladies drove through the bank drive-through. Remember, with the guy in the passenger seat?
Right, right. He was dead, right?
And they took like $700 out or something. And then we're going to drop him off at the hospital and go, "Hey, by the way, he's dead."
And there was one in Kansas where they were just they kept the guy in the backyard in the bedroom. Remember?
Yeah.
And they got checks
for like
them for years,
4 or 5 years. Yeah.
He was mummified in the back bedroom somewhere.
Yeah, the kids were still living in that house. That one was brutal.
Social Security checks for years after that, right?
Or, you know, grandma's in the freezer.
Don't go in that door. Why? He's resting. Since 1987.
Oh, this is from the Daily Mail. So Carlo Town must be somewhere in England.
Yeah.
Closed caption TV footage of two men dragging a lifeless body. And they mentioned the guy's name, 66-year-old Pete Dole, who had a hat on from his home to the post office.
Right.
Yeah, was shown during their trial.
The only one I think is cool is there was a movie, I think it's been done since then in real life, is God, it was an old movie starring John Candy years ago, who played a funeral home
The Great
guy,
Outdoors.
Who falls in love with
Uncle Buck.
Girl. But whatever, so there's a local bar.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
No, yeah, no, it's not any of those. It was it's a slice of life kind of thing.
He Canadian played
a bacon. A lovelorn. Look it up now, damn it, because I know who the... a lovelorn single guy, never been married, who ran a funeral home.
Only the Lonely?
That's it. And what's the actress's name?
Ally Sheedy's in it? Ally Sheedy.
Ally Sheedy falls in love with her.
Jim Belushi.
So in that movie, there's two old dudes at the bar with another guy sitting between them, and his head is on the table, on the bar, and they're having a drink, and they think he's just passed out. But he's their buddy, and he died, and those guys went to the funeral home, broke in, took him out, and had one last drink with him. I like that one. And brought him to the bar and set him there between there. And I bet you that has happened.
You're sure that wasn't Spaceballs?
No. Wouldn't make much sense for Spaceballs. No, it's Only Lonely. I know that. Yeah, that's a good movie.
Summer
yeah.
Rental.
No. You keep going through Uncle Buck's. None of those. All right.
Rooster's Millions.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. Bringing your buddy into the bar and having one last beer with him.
I mean, at least...
I'm not talking about a car wreck where he's just laying there with his head cut off.
Yeah, no, you know? Open wounds.
No, there's no criminal intent in any of that.
No, there was no criminal intent.
It's a little weird for everybody else in the bar.
It is a little weird. Yeah, you'd want a booth.
No, I know, but this was like a typical old guy bar. Hey, get him out of here.
Yeah, but it might still be some kind of crime.
Probably. It's probably some sort of...
with the corpse.
Yeah, mistreatment of a body or something.
Desecration of some kind.
If they wanted to really pursue it, probably, yeah.
Yeah, but I also think two old dudes dragged their old guy in. If it's not a big city or just some small town pub, they'd forgive it. Ah, what are you going to do? They love that guy.
Right. As long as he's not...
Oh, Charlie brought Steve in, and Steve was dead, and he'd got a last beer.
Not decomposing too badly.
No, he's not laying there.
Falling apart like a leper.
They didn't dig him up like the Grunk Brothers and Banger, you know?
Who's Harry Crumb? Was it Who's Harry Crumb?
No.
No.
Only the Lonely. What,
Armed and Dangerous.
87, 88, somewhere in there?
Let's see. That was 91.
Cool movie. It's a cool movie. John Candy was the best, and he's good in that one, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that John Candy up there?
John Candy, right.
Cool Runnings. Oh, I bet it was Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings, that was it, exactly. Cameron Logson, though, he's coming a little bit. Come on back. Gordon will be here.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.